TFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles,
and KQJO FM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Ideology of the Word. But the Lord gives us the truth. My brothers and sisters, at first glance, one would think that the rich young ruler had everything. He was contented in life. He was wealthy. He had all that he needed physically. But there was something missing in his life. And whenever something is missing, there is a void in our life. Could it possibly be that at some point in his life he had heard Jesus teach on eternal life? But he did not quite understand it. Theological exposition of God's word being shared for such a time as this. And maybe because Christ was explaining it, maybe he missed the adjectives. Maybe the lack of understanding drew his curiosity. And because of this, he is excited now to once again see Jesus. Every now and then when God's word is expounded, you ought to get excited. Because it is a revelation of the Lord God being revealed to each and every one of us. Every now and then when you hear God's word being shared, there ought to be a shout of praise, because the word of God is active and alive and still touching our lives, transforming us into what he desires for us to be. We know this about this story now because he sees Jesus and he runs to Jesus. My brothers and sisters, no matter where we are in your journey, there will come a point within your life and mine where we must come running to Jesus.
Amen.
I know that for a fact. This preacher ran for 12 years. I was called at the age of 18, and I certainly wouldn't go until I was 30. And he had to put me through some stuff to get me, because I wasn't going. And when the Lord let my car run hot on 635 in Dallas, Texas, and I said, "Lord, if you just let me get home, I'll go." And when I got about halfway to Garland, where I lived at the time, that enemy came to my head and said, "Don't call your pastor. just let this pass. That car that was running hot that the Lord cranked up and let me get to Garland began to run hot again. And when I said, Lord, I'll go, that car that was registered hot, when I said, Lord, I'll go, it went back to normal. When you have experienced what the Lord, you know what the Lord is. You are different. That's why when you have a relationship with the Lord and you know emphatically that this stuff is real. I know people don't believe the things that we say sometimes, but when you've been in the Spirit and when you have been in the Lord and have a relationship with the Lord, you act strange. You are strange. Why? Because we have something in us that makes us uniquely different.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that says, the Lord says, I can use the difference in you.
Yeah.
To conform the world into my image. My brothers and sisters, he ran to Jesus. And if you have not yet experienced that moment in your life, keep on living. If Jesus is not a part of your life, something is missing. The rich young ruler had much, yet he lacked everything. His life was full, yet he was empty. He had financial security, yet he was spiritually bankrupt. Jesus recognized that there was something missing in this rich young ruler's life because Jesus took him to the laws of God. 613 laws, we struggle with 10. And Jesus said, thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother. My Lord. And the rich young ruler answered and said unto him, Master, all these I have observed from my youth. The rich young ruler was responding to the law question. And he said, I've kept them all. What he didn't understand was that Jesus came to fulfill the law. The law that he said he kept. What he did not understand was that the law does not save man.
All right.
For this rich young ruler was born with an inherent sin nature. Like all of us. It's inherent. Born with an inherent sin nature. And Jesus, knowing his lifestyle, knew that there was still something missing.
Come on.
The rich young ruler thought that by working and keeping the law, it would save him. But works does not save him. Works is a part of a reward system. See, there's law and then there's grace. Grace is God's unmerited favor. Under the law, thou shalt not do this, don't do this, or else if you live by the law, you will surely die by the law, for there is no salvation under the law. And we spend a lifetime struggling with the law. There's nothing wrong with the law. The laws are perfect. Why did Jesus came? Jesus said emphatically, undeniably, I come to fulfill the law. And if Jesus came and fulfilled the law, what in the world are we trying to do? He fulfilled the law, and then the Lord imputed, or he placed, or he gave, or he rewarded us his the work that he did in completing and doing and fulfilling all of God's law. Every one of those laws, Jesus said, I fulfill. And we now try, well, I'm trying to live right. Well, it's okay. You can live good. But none is good but the Father.
That's right.
And so all of us have messed up. There's some stuff in our life that causes us to be separated from you. But when you've accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, the stuff that's in your life has been, there's a word, a legal term, Mary is called a sponge.
Yeah.
That's a legal term which means it wipes it away.
Amen.
It's like whatever you have done, although there are some stuff in our life, it's a sponge. And when the Lord, you know, there is a book, there are two books. There's the book of life and there's the book of the judgments of all of the stuff that we've done.
Yeah.
Now the book of life is for all of those who are believers. And in that book of life, that's where we who are believers get our reward.
Because
yeah, you and I will be judged by what we do.
Yes.
What do you mean, Pastor? Well, let me explain it. Your presence here today is part of a reward system. It doesn't have anything to do with salvation. The book, and then there's the book called of what we call the Great White Throne of Judgment. While those folks that tried to keep the law and couldn't will be judged under the Great White Throne of Judgment. There is no salvation there. Every single thing that they've done in their life will be revealed.
Yeah.
How do you know it? Because the Holy Spirit is the witness.
Amen.
To everything that we do in life.
Amen.
And so Jesus said something emphatic to each and every one of us. Now we understand why Jesus just didn't say things to say it. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. The abundance of life is in Christ Jesus. He is our life, our resources, our bread, and our water. And when you are hooked up on the Lord, those drugs, that all of that stuff that people are caught up in, how can a drug addict get off of it? When you are hooked up on the Lord, he can break that stuff. We serve a God who can destroy the powers that the enemy is trying to stop us with. You don't even know. You are in a battle, but this battle ain't yours. It's the Lord. And the enemy desires to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And Jesus says, I've got your back. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is watching us. He is working through us so that whenever we come together as believers, we are strengthening one another, because your strength can help me, because I may say something that will help you. And you may say something that will help me. My brothers and sisters, when we think about all of the things that the Lord has done, so many times we get caught up in denominations.
Hey.
Denominations. And Jesus is not concerned about your denomination.
Amen.
He's concerned about your relationship.
Amen.
There's some denominations that don't even know it. The rich young ruler had a God in his life. But the God he had in his life was not the one and only true God.
Amen.
That's why Jesus told him to go. Sell all that he had. Give to the poor and follow him. My brothers and sisters, selling everything that he had does not save a sinner. Giving to the poor does not save a sinner. The rich young ruler had to get rid of the things that held him back. This rich young ruler had to understand what real faith is about. And then follow Jesus as his Lord and Savior.
Amen.
We're told in verse 22, it says, and he was sad at the saying, and went away grieved. For he had great possessions.
Yes,
Jesus knew the missing link in the rich young ruler's life. For him to receive salvation and eternal life, he knew the missing link.
Yes,
and because he knew the missing link, he was challenging him to get rid of it. We're told the rich young ruler left Jesus. My God. He left the source of life. He left salvation. He left eternal life.